The thing that I know for certain today is that I'm just better than I used to be. As a man, as a father, as a writer, as a speaker, I know that I'm better than I used to be. And I try to make that something that I do each and every day. Just a little bit better than I used to be. To me, that's what I mean when I use the concept of spirituality. So there we have problem, which is a mistake of the intellect, believing that we are separate from our source, things that we carry around inside of us. Remember that if any one of you were just suddenly given the wand, which took away your ability to think, all of your problems would go with it. All right? And spiritual, it means cheerfulness, it means kindness, it means peace, it means love, it means forgiveness, it means living these principles, feeling connected and knowing that you're infinite. And finally, the word solution. And what is the solution? The solution is the most exciting part of the program. The solution for me represents the ability to bring to your life something that can make these things called problems disappear, dissolve, and nullify. And that is what I spoke about when I opened up here a little while ago about energy. Energy comes in the form of fast and slow, high and low. And higher and faster energy nullifies lower and slower energy. A room full of darkness. Darkness is a lower and a slower energy, if you measure it, than is light. And when you bring light to the presence of a dark room, the darkness disappears. And that is a metaphor for every single one of the problems and concerns and struggles that you are facing in your life. And way back, 800 years ago, there lived a little man who gave up all of his possessions. He lived in a little village in Italy, near Florence, called Assisi. And we named one of our most famous cities in America after him. His name was Francesco, or as he became known later after his passing, St. Francis of Assisi. And I went to Assisi, and I had miracles that took place for me in visiting Assisi on several occasions. And St. Francis was one of these people who created a prayer that is perhaps the most well-known prayer on the planet today, certainly one of them. And when I wrote A Spiritual Solution to Every Problem, I took the first seven lines of this famous prayer and I made them into a chapter of the book. And I'd like to share those with you here in this program right now, those seven lines, because they represent an 800-year-old technology, if you will, for bringing a spiritual solution to anything in your life that constitutes a problem. The first line in this famous prayer says, Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. How can I become an instrument of thy peace? The ego is the part of us that wants to be at war, that wants to defeat, that wants to collect, that wants to be better than, that wants to always get more. The sacred or the highest part of ourselves is the part of us that just wants to be at peace. How can I become an instrument of peace? Not someone who's looking for peace, but someone who delivers it. There are opportunities every day. I was in a gas station just a few days ago. And in this gas station, they had a car wash. And there was a young boy. He was maybe 18 or 19 years old. And he didn't speak English very well. And he couldn't figure out how to work the car wash. And he had put $2 in, and apparently it required $3. And he was in there waiting to pay for his car wash and trying to get an answer to why he couldn't get it to work. And I had just gotten some gasoline. And I walked in, and there was this man behind the counter berating this young boy and humiliating him and talking to him. And because he didn't understand the language, he talked louder to him. You know how people do that? You know,